sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing it could be my last. I ain't here for a long time.
Of George Strait, right?
The wonderfully talented George Strait.
Boy, he is wonderfully talented.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He's coming here.
He's coming here. He's going to do his country hits, his massive country hit catalog at 7:30 Saturday at the Sprint Center.
Not to be mistaken with Randy Travis.
No.
Who's in trouble these days.
Well, he got pulled over. Yeah.
Yes, he did get pulled
And that
pulled
is
over.
One heck of a mugshot. That's in my current top 10 of embarrassing celebrity mugshots.
We can
watch
him. They have the whole video of him. It's on and went viral and all this stuff.
I'll tell you the truth. When they were starting to show that on TV, I changed the channel.
That shows a sign of maturity on your part, Brian. I appreciate that about you.
Or at least misplaced compassion.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Anyway, King of Country, George Strait.
Yes, he is
the king. Or just King George, which is a curious moniker for an American country music superstar. From his first album, Straight Country, to his most recent, Here for a Good Time. And we were just listening to the title track because he may not be here for a long time, but he's here for a good time. I love those country lyrics.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. George has released 30 albums and more than 400 songs. Sure, he's 59. He still looks just right in that big old cowboy hat. That's a square-jawed, handsome man who knows how to share a crowd-pleasing grin. Women still love him.
Yeah.
Some songs that Strait and his ace and the whole band are going to perform, have been performing in recent weeks on tour. Well, more than I can name, but a few that come to mind. I Saw God Today. I Can Still Make Cheyenne. He also does Amarillo by Morning.
The character in Alex George's book Saw God Today, too.
There you are.
Yeah,
good interview, by the way.
Yeah.
That was great. Thanks for sticking around and listening to me prattle on. King George will sing. I love seeing King George in front of you, by the way. He'll do same kind of crazy. Funny, it always is the same kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
He'll do twang. He'll do How About Them Cowgirls. How about them, Steve?
Yes.
And he'll do my favorite, George Strait ditty, All My Exes Live in Texas. At least he's got them all corralled in one location.
Yeah.
On tour, he's also thrown himself into a Johnny Cash impression doing Folsom Prison Blues. And I don't want to go away from this without encouraging people to get there on time at the Sprint Center. Opening act, Martina McBride. She will definitely do This One's for the Girls. That's one catchy tune about the ups and downs of being a female in a world that's not always friendly to females.
That's George Strait coming up 7:30 Saturday evening at the Sprint Center. You know, it's warm enough outside to talk about our next topic without just moaning, which is golf.
Well, they're out there now.
They're out there now. They've been out there all winter.
Are you a golfer?
No.
I never played
a round in my life.
Me neither. So
I'm a putt-putt guy.
One more bond. My gosh, did you say putt-putt guy?
Love putt-putt.
I love taking the kids. I love taking the kid and me out to putt-putt.
Well, of course, that's what you do at putt-putt.
Now, in the spirit of fun and putt-putt, if you will.
I'm the best putter in my family, by the way, just for the record.
Well,
I can beat my sons, beat my wife. I'm the best.
Thusly recorded, my friend.
Okay.
This is some sort of a boil up to the Kansas City Golf Show.
Mm.
Golf exhibitors and activities galore Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Overland Park Convention and Center. And just for fun, because you've never played this on your show, let's listen to Bill Murray being very, very amusing, pretending to be in the Masters in the film Caddyshack, a famous scene.
One of the great films of all time.
One of the great scenes in one of the great films of all time.
He's got a beautiful backswing. Dad's, he got all of that one. He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and looks like he's got about an 8-iron. This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like a wreck. It's in the hole!
Reminds me again why I love that movie.
It's in the hole! Let me just say, Tim Finn, the Kansas City Stars pop music writer.
Very good one.
Yeah. Sat across from him for years.
Mm-hmm.
He was always better at moving around. I gathered like cobwebs from my nose to the screen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was always out and about, right? Me too, for that matter. But anyway, Tim does this great impression. I'm putting you on the spot now, Tim. You're out there somewhere. Does this hilariously spot on take of Bill Murray in Caddyshack.
Tim Finn? Tim Finn?
Your Tim Finn.
My Tim Finn?
Our Tim Finn.
Wow.
He used to crack me up at will with that whenever he wanted. It was the way his jaw kind of went askew like Murray in the movie. He was just, well, so Tim, you're going to have to, people are going to come up to you now. They're going to want this thing. You got to give it to them. Now, what's at the golf show this weekend?
What is?
More than we can talk about, as usual. I have so many things here to talk about. One thing I will mention, Kansas City Chiefs great and obviously a golfer, Daron Cherry, will make an appearance at the golf show from noon to 2 p.m. Friday. You can compare handicaps with Daron.
Yeah.
Lots of front door freebies. I mean, you get several free rounds of golf just for walking in. You get a one-year subscription to Golf Digest. All the leading manufacturers will help you, you know, test out their latest clubs. They're happy to do that, as you know.
I won't be there.
Not a golfer.
I'm not a golfer.
Not a golfer.
Not going to be there.
Well, you could go there and be a lousy putter because they'll test your putting ability.
That I'd like.
Yeah. So Midwest Professional Golf Association instructors, they're going to be there providing 5-10 minute lessons for anybody that wants one. And I could go on.
Okay.
That is Zola Jesus.
Zola Jesus.
Not her real name. She's a Russian-American singer-songwriter. Real name, Nika Rosa Danilova. I might have said that right. And we are listening to Sea Talk, S-E-A Talk, which is an example of her mysteriously appealing experimental rock thing. She'll be doing it at 8:30 Friday in Lawrence.
I might download that.
Oh, yeah. She's got two or three EPs, maybe a full album or two. She's at the Granada Theater in Lawrence. She grew up in rural Wisconsin, and she became fascinated with opera, of all things, as a child. She went on to study opera on her own. I mean, for 10 years. I mean, she did this on her own. She was just obsessed with it. Was kind of too much of a scaredy cat to go out there and fall on her face, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But not too much of a scaredy cat to go out and name herself Zola Jesus for some reason.
Wow.
Jesus, of course, is Jesus, as we know, and Zola comes from the French writer Emile Zola. She did this to sort of take people out of their comfort zones, you know? And, of course, alienating monikers in rock history. I think I've used the word monikers twice now. Isn't that right?
You might have.
I think so. These are nothing new. I mean, there was the Dead Kennedys.
Mm-hmm.
There was Alice Cooper. That was pretty weird calling yourself a girl's name if you were a guy in 1971. Anyway, music critics love her. She's soaring. She's sultry. She's glistening. She's ominous. She wails occasionally. And she loves the feeling when she hears a song that is so overwhelming and powerful that she says it makes your veins hurt.
You know, as good as your list is, you left off legendary Benny Golson being at the Blue Room on Saturday night. That's where I'll be to go hear the legend himself.
Well, we work together. Thank you for that.
You bet.
Big, bad, Voodoo Daddy.
Voodoo Daddy.
Been around for more than 20 years. They sound as good as ever.
Yeah.
Both shows with the Kansas City Symphony doing a Pops concert featuring, yes, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at 8 Friday and Saturday. Both shows at the Kauffman Center were sold out. Darn it.
Wow. But, and also this weekend.
Oh, also this weekend. Well, it's sold out, but call and get on the waiting list,
yes,
of course. Okay,
Riverdance.
Would you believe it's the farewell U.S. tour.
What does that mean? Like we're never going to see them again?
Well, I hardly believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe
that either. But it's supposedly the farewell U.S. tour. They're doing the U.S., Canada, Australia, and probably going to go to China. Riverdance, you know, the Irish step dancing, it's huge in China. It's absolutely enormous. The vice president of China actually requested while he was in Dublin recently to have a special performance done just for him.
Wow.
It's the truth. What can I say?
That's Brian McTavish. You'll find all of his listing ideas at KCUR.org. Thanks, man.
You have a great weekend, my
friend. You too.
All right.
Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date.